One thing we have a lot of in New Orleans is trash. A lot of it is in the street, and there's always a lot of competition in picking up the trash. Last week, we got into a discussion, and it was based on Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser calling the show. He sent me a letter that he sent to Freddie King of the City Council. Billy Nungesser's concerned that Ivy Waste and Sidney Torres are not going to get a renewed contract to keep cleaning up the French Quarter with his company, and that it's going to go to somebody else who is going to sublease out to a company that actually cleans up trash. So why not go directly to the person who is in the business as opposed to giving it to somebody else who's not even in the business? That reeks of favoritism to me. And there's been too much favoritism in this city where the wrong people get contracts. And it's all about favors. It's all about what somebody can do for somebody else. And it is sickening. I wanted to talk to Sidney Torres because we talked about this on the show last week. Sidney joins us on the show. Sidney, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot. Thanks for having me.
Sure. All right. Ivy Waste is doing a hell of a job keeping the French Quarter clean. Does it look like you're going to be able to continue to do that? What's the latest?
The latest is that Councilmember Green withdrew his motion that he was going to put forward to try for Henry Consulting to get the contract. He decided to pull back. I guess he was getting a lot of feedback from the business owners and the residents, wanting them to just keep it for a year in place, which was the emergency contract originally set for. And Councilmember King stepped in also and said, you know, let's look at these specs. Let's look at what Ivy's doing differently above and beyond and, you know, try to incorporate that into a new RFP. And so hopefully they do that to get the specs where they need to be so it's consistent with whoever bids on it in a year from now whenever they decide to put it out to bid.
One thing that Lieutenant Governor Nungesser talked about was what he witnessed during the Super Bowl and during Mardi Gras as well. And he witnessed your guys just doing extra, doing that little extra that doesn't have to be done. It's not necessarily part of the contract, but it's going the extra mile to do the job right. How do you motivate people to do such a great job when their job is dealing with trash?
Well, let me just say this when you talk about extra, and I'll answer your question about how you know, our team works together to make sure that we go above and beyond. You know, it's like when you wash your hands, you have your two hands, you're washing them, you know, and the reason I'm using this analogy is because it's like, you know, every day they have you pressure washing Bourbon Street, but they don't have you every day pressure washing Iberville, which crosses over Bourbon Street, which is the first 100 block that you come into the French Quarter, as well as Bienville and Conti. So they have those on three-day pressure washing. Well, if you wash in Bourbon Street, that's just like washing one hand. You need to wash the other hand, which ties together and wash both. You wash Iberville, you wash Bourbon. You wash Bienville, you wash Bourbon. You wash Conti, you wash Bourbon. So what would happen is people come off of Bourbon Street and they make a mess, puke, urine, all the other things because they go on the side of Bourbon, and nobody would clean that up except 3 days a week during the week. So these are little things we did when we had the contract before, and it makes a huge difference to get rid of that funk, that smell, and it keeps it looking nice and clean and smelling good. And as far as the guys working as a team, you know, I do think hands-on approach is, it's always worked for me. A lot of people say I micromanage, but it's important to me. It matters to me. I live in the city. I live down in the French Quarter. I want to make sure it's clean. I want to make sure it smells good. And it doesn't take that much to do it if you have the right equipment and the right people in places, in the right places. And I think that's what we've done differently than other people. We've brought back people who worked with us before when we had the contract, some of the old supervisors, some of them were already working for us, and we just placed them in the right spot so they can succeed. You got to put people where you know that they can succeed. And that's the hardest thing of being an owner and of a business and being a manager is you've got to have the right people, but you got to have them in the right places.
But it seems to me that you have this special ability to motivate people. And, you know, there are so many workers, so many employees, minimum wage employees, even those making above minimum wage. There's so many people who just do the least amount of work that they can get away with doing. They don't go the extra mile. And that is particularly, you know this as well as I do, because we're both from here. That's particularly something that is celebrated in New Orleans, you know, getting away with doing the least amount of work. You guys do the best job. And how do you, as an owner and manager, how do you motivate them to just take such pride in their work? And again, their work is trash.
Scoot, this is one of the hardest things that I deal with. People always ask me, like, what is it, you know, difficult about your job? And it is. It's the hardest thing is meeting people where they are from the standpoint of knowing that certain people are not capable of handling a certain amount of stress or a certain amount of pressure. I mean, even Bourbon Street. Bourbon Street, you can't just put a regular broom sweep on Bourbon Street. You got to put somebody who's strong, who's, you know, is going to be able to deal with the heavy trash. So it's learning how to place people. It's like on a football team, you got to know who's going to be the quarterback, who's going to be, you know, you have to, it's very similar in the fact you have to be a coach that can understand who's going to be able to do it. There's certain people, I don't care how much training you give them, they're still going to do the bare minimum and try to get away with the bare minimum. And that is the frustrating part. You've got to be able to work with them, coach them. And sometimes you have to make the decision. They're just not cut out for this. And you have to make sure your rules and your policies are very strict. So they know, look, we're going to compensate you well, but you're going to have to follow these policies and make sure that you do what you're supposed to do, because we're tracking them with GPS. We're tracking the vehicles with GPS. We're monitoring them live in our war room, our dispatch room. So we're very strict, but we compensate well, and we try to work with people and put them in the places where we think they can succeed.
It's amazing. And, you know, you go from running this resort hotel on a friggin' beautiful island to dealing with trash, and your enthusiasm is the same with the trash as it was with the island.
Yeah, well, sometimes I have to pump myself up, but, you know, I love New Orleans and I love our city, and I know you do too. I always see your posts, and I really, really know that, you know, if the right people are in the right places for service, you know, things can happen and make the city a better place. You know, look, I know Oliver Thomas and Troy Henry, you know, they have a relationship with WBOK, and I know he just announced he's running for mayor, but, you know, Troy, they have a relationship, and I think, you know, like Councilmember Green was going to introduce this thing, and to me it's like those are the kind of things that need to stop. There's an emergency contract in place, let it play out, and then learn from what we're doing right and put it out to bid. If they win it again, or whoever wins it, they win it, but they need to have the specs in there. Like, for example, Scoot, when you mix the lemon fresh in that truck, it's 4,000 gallons. The way the contract reads, you can go just get a gallon of pine soil, put it in the back of that 4,000-gallon truck, and you're in compliance with the contract. Well, but you're not going to have the effect of this lemon fresh smell. We mix 15 to 20 gallons. It costs about $20,000 to $25,000 a month to pay for that lemon fresh. But that's something that makes a huge difference. But if you don't have it in the specs and you don't put the quantity of what's supposed to be mixed in that 4,000-gallon truck, then you're going to not get the smell that we all get, which is that lemon fragrant smell.
Yeah.
So it's important that the specs match what we're doing. So no matter whoever bids on it, if we win it or somebody else, they follow what works, what has worked in the past, and what's working now.
Well, I had people posting and sending me messages on Facebook about the great job that you've done in their neighborhood. It wasn't just about the New Orleans area and the French Quarter. So, you know, you've made an impact. And those IV waste trucks, those black trucks with the white writing, they're always shiny. And I mean, it's like, man, I want to drive one of these things.
Anytime.
It would be cool. Man, I'd like to pull up to Valet in one of those in front of the Four Seasons. Man, I got my IV waste truck. All right, park this for me, guys.
That sounds like a good fundraising thing to do. We'll do a big thing for a good cause and help out and let you drive the truck to the Four Seasons. That's a good one.
That would be awesome. And God knows there's enough trash on this show to warrant getting involved with IV waste. So, Cindy, listen, I really I appreciate you, and I appreciate you being on the show. And I you know, I hope you take it as a compliment, and I know you know how to deal with this. But there are people who don't like you, and I think they don't like you because you're successful. And there are people here who don't like people who are successful. And when people don't like you, it's a compliment.
Well, I agree with you in that I hear from both sides, and I always tell people they either love the job we do or they have something to say personal about me or whatever. I don't pay any attention to that, honestly, to tell you the truth. Like I always say, they talked about Jesus Christ. Who am I, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, at
yep.
the end of the day, you know, they're going to talk about you if you're successful, because it's just like anything. It's like a dog doesn't bark at a parked car, right?
Yeah, right, right.
If that car is fast, you're going to have a bunch of dogs barking at you, coming at you. Look, I take it. It doesn't bother me when I look at stuff and I read things that people say, comments that people make. I kind of just, you know, God bless them, good for them, whatever. I'm not one to get jealous or angry. when I was younger, when I was coming up, I learned you got to focus on what you're doing. You cannot take your eye off the ball, and you got to make sure that you don't pay attention to that. I mean, it's just, that's a waste of time.
Now, you don't have a real relationship with anybody on the city council, do you?
I mean, from here.
You know them, yeah.
I know them. You know, I have relationships from the standpoint of doing work and being involved and just being around, but I'm not. No, I mean, look, when the city was in a need, which was trash on the streets for weeks and they could not pick it up, we were the only company that really stepped up and took a majority of the work to help the city get it picked up when they couldn't get anybody to come down to really help. So we worked really hard. Our team worked really hard. So when the contract came up for bid, I mean, obviously the guy who's doing the work, you know, and I think Freddie King explained it perfectly when he used the Tom Brady, when Tom Brady was the second string and he was called into the game. Councilmember King used this at the council meeting the other day, that the second string stepped in and they did an amazing job. Why would you take them out of the game? And I think that's really important that, you know, we've earned what we've won as far as contracts. We bid, we were graded, we got it. Now, look, you know, when you look at the stuff that happened in Kenner, that was purely political with Mike Glazer, the mayor out there. He wanted to help his friends and pay his friends back. And, you know, that was definitely a thing that we're still fighting in Jefferson Parish, and we will continue to fight it until we can get it resolved. But with the situation in New Orleans, we were there at a need when they needed help. We helped them, and I think it paid off tremendously because now we have 95% of the city, and we're doing a great job. Every week we get a report from the sanitation director, shows what were our missed stops. So out of 130,000+ homes, we might miss maybe 3 to 4 a week. Somebody didn't have a can behind a car or something like that. But, I mean, our percentage on misses is unbelievable, is what he tells us. And so we're excited about the work we're doing. We want to continue to do it. We have a, you know, long contract with Area 1 and Area 2, the city of the French Quarter. We have it for a year. And we'll see what happens and go from there.
And $25,000 a month just to make the trucks and the garbage smell good.
You got to have it. Everybody talks about that lemon fresh, and and it's something that we worked hard to create and design. And it's expensive, but it makes a difference. We use it in our pressure washers. We use it in our water truck. And it's something that really, you know, gives that extra touch that people love.
All right. It's ramping up now. Another mayor's race. Any thoughts about doing that again?
You know, it's just, I thought about it long and hard, and I had the money ready, I was getting a check, I was getting ready to go down there, and my mother and I were talking about it, and I remember clearly that the biggest thing for me not wanting to do it was actually going to City Hall every day and having to deal with all the politics involved. If, you know, like in my business, when I want to make a decision and I know it's the right decision, I do what I have to do to make that decision and move forward. In politics, it's different. So right now you've got Oliver that's going to run, Thomas, and you've got Helena Moreno, and I think Hunter, I think the judge is talking about running. I don't know who else. Have you heard of anybody else?
No, I haven't. I mean, I'm surprised J.P. Morrell has not announced. I'm surprised that that's not something that he wants to do. So, you know, we have to see. It's gonna be an exciting time, and the best thing is Cantrell's going to be out.
Yeah, well, I think right now the way it's shaping up, I think it's, you know, Helena is in there, and I think she's got to really win this. You know, I have a government contract, so I'm not going to be really that vocal about it. And so I'm going to kind of sit back and see. But I it's going to be interesting to see who else qualifies. And but whatever happens, change is always good no matter what. And yeah. I think we'll see what happens here in the near future.
All right, Cindy Torres, Ivy Waste. Love you. Thanks for being part of the city, and thanks for being with us on the show.
Love you, too, Scooter. Hey, y'all have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Sydney. All right. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okanar Jewelers Talking Text line is 504-260-1870. I love the way he deals with trash. You know, I'm really curious about this relationship, and this is what I hate when it comes to local politics. Oliver Thomas on the city council has a relationship with Troy Henry. Troy Henry has a consulting company, and he wants the bid to pick up the trash, but he's not even in the business. He's going to subcontract that out. But, you know, he's going to take some of the money. So the company that actually does it is going to get paid less. So how good a job are they going to do? I don't know. Just this relationship stuff, like between Troy Henry and Oliver Thomas, all this city relationship stuff, it stinks. It stinks. It stinks. It stinks. They ought to be using some of that lime stuff that Cindy Torres uses.